Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we're doing a deep dive study into 1 Samuel. And we're in chapter 25, where we see Nabal's greed and David's need to avenge himself as being the big problem of the text. And so the question is, how will this resolve? Well, it turns out that one of Nabal's men reports the whole situation that's taking place to Abigail, the wise and beautiful wife of Nabal. And this is the turning point of this entire story. So what's going to happen? David is fuming mad. He wants to take matters into his own hands, and now he has Nabal's wife bowing down at his feet. How easily, once again, it would have been to start administering justice right then and there upon Abigail. But knowing that perhaps her window of opportunity was closing, Abigail begins to speak. And it seems like she doesn't take a breath until she finishes her speech. It's one of the longest recorded speeches by a woman in the entire Old Testament. So I want you to think about the risk involved in what she is doing. She doesn't tell her husband that she's doing this. She's traveling alone. She has no idea what David or his men might do to her. And her first words are words of atonement. "On me alone, my Lord, be the guilt." Here's an innocent woman who is willing to step in and take on the guilt of a prideful, harsh, and badly behaved man in order that man might be saved from David's wrath. I can't help but be aware of the parallels to Jesus. What is it that confronts and is the only cure for my sinful soul? Who is it that steps in as an innocent party to assume the guilt that does not belong to him in order to absorb and extinguish my unrighteous, overreactionary anger, bitterness, and hatred? Here in Abigail's words and actions, riding in on a donkey, offering herself and then a celebratory meal, we have an analogy to Christ, who rides into Jerusalem on a donkey, offers himself, and then gives us a memorial, a celebratory meal to participate in. The actions of Abigail lay a preparatory foundation for us to see the beauty and need for atonement of our sin, and that when Jesus comes and offers himself, not just for one man's sin like Abigail did, but for all those who would believe in him. In this story, we see hints and shadows that are only filled out and made clear in Jesus Christ. And you would do well to pay fierce attention to the full story of God's Word today if you're apart from Jesus Christ. The whole Bible that is before us, written by different authors over the course of a couple of thousands of years, has been given to us to tell us one story, to show us one hero who has come to interrupt your life, to stop you in your tracks, to see the dangerous path that you're headed down, if you don't heed his word to you, that if you continue in your sin, you will face in judgment the one who has the power not only to destroy your body, but also your soul. And he will do it in complete and perfect justice and righteousness. But if you realize and confess and turn from your sin, and if your heart is being warmed towards Jesus, and you receive Jesus as your atoning sacrifice, then you are being made new. You are cleansed. You are forgiven. And you are adopted into his family and given eternal life that begins right now. What a wonderful, incredible, mind-blowing story. But even more than that, incredible, mind-blowing truth. As you pray today, please remember Pablo Munoz and his family, our national change maker missionaries in Chile. And also remember the Mackay LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Mozambique.